It's a big day on March 3rd when Bibsy comes to Capitol Hill. If it's anything like last time, standing ovations will fill your TV screens. Some call it the death of democracy, while others call it a Jewish love-in. But I call it the Jewish lobby runs America, for any deal that puts America first takes second seat to what's good for the Jews. In other words, Tel Aviv trumps D.C.
ההסכם המתגבש בין איראן והמעצמות הוא מסוכן לישראל. ולכן נצא בסוף השבוע, בשבוע הבא יותר נכון, לכן נצא בשבוע הבא לארצות הברית, במטרה להסביר בקונגרס האמריקני שייתכן שהוא יהיה גוף שישפיע על גורל ההסכם, מדוע ההסכם הזה מסוכן לישראל, מסוכן לאזור, מסוכן לעולם כולו.
Get it? What's bad for the Jews is automatically bad for everyone else. I mean, it's a Jewish world after all, and let the goyim be damned. Just like Bibsy's campaign ad, he's going to defy U.S. interests just like Ben-Gurion did in 48.
1948, Ben-Gurion עומד בפני החלטה גורלית, הקמת מדינת ישראל. מזכיר המדינה האמריקני התנגד בתוקף. בן-גוריון, בניגוד לעמדת מחלקת המדינה האמריקנית, מכריז על הקמת המדינה.
Only Netanyahu decides U.S. policy, and democracy gets trashed. Here's the real question. Would the world be a better place had Secretary of State George Marshall's objection been followed rather than Truman's consent? For ever since the creation of the Jewish state, born of Zionist terror, we've had nothing but chaos, conflict, and incited Islamic jihad. Let's get it straight. Iran hasn't waged a war in centuries and is no threat to us. It long ago signed the Non-Proliferation Treaty, yet Israel has not. It's Israel that's a threat to its neighbors, to the world, and to our democratic process. A deal struck with Iran would bar nuclear weaponization and open a huge market for Western trade. But Bibsy and his Gentile shills that put Israel's interests before America's has spoken. And U.S. interests be damned.